Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
And my name is Pauline. Do you have any English homework to do tonight? Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is Can You Do My Homework? Can you do my homework? All right, Pauline, are you ready to talk about it today?
Talk about what, Peter?
Talk about it.
You aren't making any sense, Peter.
Pauline, we are going to talk about our Talk About It article today.
Oh, of course, our Talk About It article. I love those articles. Yes, I'm definitely ready to talk about that. It's always interesting to hear different people's opinions on things.
Yes, today we are going to have a story and something's going to happen. You'll have to think about it by yourself. What's right and what's wrong? Then we want you to use your English with a friend to talk about it.
Of course, talking is a very important part of learning a language. That's why we have this article every month, so you can practice talking.
And our keywords are important, too. Let's go to Christina with them now.
Hello, Alice 和 Cindy 两个人一起做历史功课。不过 Alice 很不喜欢历史，她觉得历史很无聊。She thought history was boring. 形容词 boring 就是单调乏味、无聊的。历史作业已经做了很久还做不完，他们想出去看电影。Alice 不想等了，她想到一个主意。She had an idea. 名词 idea 就是主意、点子、想法。她跟 Cindy 说，我们来做个交易吧。Let's make a deal. 名词 deal 就是交易或协议。我们来合作，你帮我写历史作业，我帮你做数学作业，好不好？ Cindy 觉得这种做法有点像 cheat, 作弊或欺骗。That idea sounded like cheating.Cindy 说，如果你帮我写数学作业，那我考数学的时候就会考不好。I will get a bad grade on the test. 名词 grade 就是成绩。可是 Alice 很坚持，还是继续说服 Cindy。如果你是 Cindy， 你会怎么回答他呢？
Alice and Cindy were doing their homework for history class.Alice didn't like history. She thought it was boring. Cindy liked history, so she didn't mind the homework. But the homework was taking a long time. Alice and Cindy wanted to go to a movie. They needed to leave soon, but they still had a lot of homework to do.Alice couldn't wait. She had an idea.
So in our story today, there are two girls, Alice and Cindy. They are working on homework. Pauline, which girl doesn't like history?
Are you testing me to see if I was paying attention?
Well, maybe. Do you know the answer?
Yes, it's Alice.Alice thinks history is boring. She is not excited about history and not interested in it.
But Cindy likes history, so she doesn't mind the homework.
The word mind is interesting. It can mean your brain, but here it also is used as a verb. I think we should get Christina's help with this one. Christina?
因为 Cindy 本来就喜欢历史课，所以她一点也不介意写历史作业。She didn't mind the homework. 请注意一下 mind 这个字。这个月稍早的时候我们学过 change one's mind, 是某人改变心意的意思。所以 mind 可以当名词想法、意见的意思。不过 she didn't mind the homework. 这里的 mind 是动词介意、反对的意思，而且它后面经常加动名词片语，比如 I don't mind picking her up later. 我不介意稍后去载她。 Do you mind getting me a coffee? 你介意帮我买杯咖啡吗？ Mind 通常是用在疑问句或是否定句里面，这是动词 mind 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Cindy likes history, but Alice really doesn't like it. So what's next?
Well, they are working on a big assignment, and it's taking a long time. This is a problem because they want to go to a movie.
Well, what's the problem with that? Can't they go to the movie after they have finished with their homework?
No. The homework is taking too long. If they wait, they will miss the movie.
Oh, that's too bad. How frustrating.
Yeah, Alice is not happy about it, but she has an idea.
Really? What is her idea? What does she think they can do to solve this problem?
I don't know. I think we'll find out about that in part two. But first, let's talk about this word, idea. An idea is a thought you have. It's your own thought. In this situation, Alice has a problem, and then she has a thought. She has an idea, a way to solve the problem.
Well, I can tell she doesn't like history class. Some people think it's boring. They don't want to learn about the past. These are learning things like dates, 1975, and important people like our presidents, important people in history. History, you have to read a lot, right?
That's true. And memorizing dates can be difficult. Although, I always thought the stories from history were very interesting.
Well, let's continue this story today. Here's part two.
Cindy, she said, this homework is taking too long. We can work faster.
How can we do that? Asked Cindy.
Homework always takes a long time. And we have a lot more to do.
It doesn't have to take a long time, said Alice. Let's make a deal. We can share the work. You finish my history homework, and I will do your math homework.
Okay, Peter. So you remember that Alice and Cindy, they have a problem. What is it?
Oh, okay. Well, they want to see a movie. That's a big problem because they've got all this boring homework. They've got all these important things to do instead of see a movie.
That is frustrating. It's hard when you have something you want to do and something you should do, you need to do. Oh.
Well, it sounds like homework really is more important than this movie, but hey, they want to see it. And I think they come up with an idea, but I have a bad feeling about their idea.
Yes, I wonder what it will be. She says her idea will help them work faster.
Work faster, so they can work fast, but this way they can work even faster. Great, that will definitely help her. What's her idea? How can they work even faster?
That is Cindy's question. They still have a lot more work to do, and that homework always takes a long time.
Yes, homework does take time. Oh, and Christina wants to take some time to teach us about that phrase. Let's go to her right now.
今天讲到花太多时间做功课的问题，英文讲到花时间要用哪一个动词呢？Alice 说这个功课花的时间太久了。This homework is taking too long. 他想到一个办法可以不必做那么久。It doesn't have to take a long time. 从这两个句子我们可以看出来花时间的动词是 take。我们最常见的句型就是 take time to do something. 比如 it takes only 3 minutes to walk there. 走到那里只需要三分钟。或者 it took her 5 years to get her college degree. 她花了五年拿到了大学学位。所以花时间要用动词 take.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks for taking the time to teach us every day. Okay, going back to our girls with the problem. We know doing your homework, it takes time. But Alice thinks it can take less time. She has an idea for how to work faster. What's her idea?
Her idea is Cindy should do Alice's history, and Alice offers to do Cindy's math homework.
Oh, I see. Alice is probably faster at history because Alice likes history. And Cindy, she must be good at doing math quickly.
Well, this might solve their problem. Maybe they have time to go see the movie after that.
Yes, it is one way to solve their problem, but is it a good idea?
Well, friends, what do you think? Talk about that with a friend. I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, we'll talk about it more right after the break. Don't go away, friends.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Hey, Pauline, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm working on Chinese homework. This language is hard. Hey, but you know some Chinese. Want to do it for me?
Pauline, I thought you wanted to learn Chinese. Doing your homework will help you. If I do it, then I will learn, not you.
You're right. I was just joking. I'll work on it later. But now let's watch part 3 of our story.
Okay, I think we can all learn something in that. Friends, let's watch part 3 together.
Cindy was surprised. Alice's idea sounded like cheating, and Cindy didn't want to cheat, but she did want to go to the movie.
I don't know, Alice,
Cindy said.
If you do my math homework, I will get a bad grade on the test. I won't be able to do the problems.
Don't worry,
said Alice.
I will help you study for the test. We have to help each other, right?
What should Cindy do? What would you do?
Oh, wow. So I don't think Alice was joking. She really wants Cindy to do her history homework.
Yes, and Cindy is surprised. She thinks that sounds like cheating. Cheating is a type of lying.
It is not good. When you put your name on a piece of homework, you are saying that I did this homework. But if Cindy does the work and Alice puts her name on it, that's not true. That is lying. That is cheating.
And Cindy says, I don't want to cheat.
I don't want to cheat.
That's right, friends. I don't want to cheat is today's
calendar phrase.
I don't want to cheat.
I don't want to cheat.
我不想作弊。
Let me see your answers.
No, I don't want to cheat.
Let me copy your homework.
No, I don't want to cheat.
Tell me the right answer.
No, I don't want to cheat. You need to study more.
I don't want to study.
And I don't want to cheat.
I don't want to cheat.
I don't want to cheat. 我不想作弊。
So, Cindy does want to go to the movie, but she doesn't want to cheat. And there is also another thing that Cindy is worried about.
Right. It's like what you said about Chinese homework. If Alice does Cindy's math homework, then Cindy won't learn her math.
And if she doesn't learn the math, then she won't do well on her math test. Cindy want to get a bad grade?
In the United States, we use letters for grades. An A is really good, but an F is very bad. In other parts of the world, they just use numbers for grades.
Right. The best possible grade is 100 or 100%. That means there are no mistakes.
Well, Cindy wants to get a good grade on her math test, not a bad grade. But if she wants to get a good grade, then she needs to learn how to do the math.
Alice doesn't think this is a problem. She says that she will help Cindy study her math later.
So Cindy and Alice, they have two very different opinions. Cindy thinks this is cheating, but Alice thinks this is a way to help each other.
So friends, what do you think? What would you do if you were Cindy? Talk about that with a friend. But right now, it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Boring. Boring. I can't read this book. It's boring.
Idea. Idea. That's a good idea.
Deal. Deal. Can we make a deal?
Cheat. Cheat. I don't like cheating. It isn't honest.
Grade. Grade. Sally got a good grade on her test. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our conversations one last time.
Alice and Cindy were doing their homework for history class. Alice didn't like history. She thought it was boring. Cindy liked history, so she didn't mind the homework. But the homework was taking a long time. Alice and Cindy wanted to go to a movie. They needed to leave soon, but they still had a lot of homework to do. Alice couldn't wait. She had an idea.
Cindy,
she said,
this homework is taking too long. We can work faster.
How can we do that?
Asked Cindy.
Homework always takes a long time, and we have a lot more to do.
It doesn't have to take a long time,
said Alice.
Let's make a deal. We can share the work. You finish my history homework, and I will do your math homework.
Cindy was surprised. Alice's idea sounded like cheating, and Cindy didn't want to cheat, but she did want to go to the movie.
I don't know, Alice,
Cindy said.
If you do my math homework, I will get a bad grade on the test. I won't be able to do the problems.
Don't worry,
said Alice.
I will help you study for the test. We have to help each other, right?
What should Cindy do? What would you do?
This is too hard.
What are you doing?
Homework. It always takes a long, long time.
Hey, let's make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
After you finish your homework.
Yes?
We'll watch a movie.
Yay! But this homework will take a long, long time.
But it doesn't have to.
It doesn't?
No, I can help you.
But isn't that cheating?
No, you will still do most of the work.
Well, okay, but how will you help me?
I'll turn the light on. Does that help?
Ah, very funny. Turn on the light.
Oliver, come on, buddy. We're supposed to be exercising, not looking at our cell phones.
Okay, okay, I'll put it away. Hey!
Hey, what?
Do you want to go to a movie?
You mean later?
No, I mean now. Stacy and Fred are going to see a movie that starts in 10 minutes.
But we're exercising.
Well, then we can exercise faster.
And that was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you going to join us for our exercise? It's called R200X.
Sure. But, I came because your friend here said a super sentence.
I did?
Yes. The super sentence for today is, we can do something faster. You said we can exercise faster?
Yeah, I did. We can exercise faster than we can see the movie.
Not so fast. While we are here, why don't you use this super sentence in another way?
Okay. We can read faster?
We can read faster.
We can drive faster.
We can drive faster. We can eat faster. We can drink faster. We can swim faster. We can do many things faster. It's truly a super sentence.
Right. So we can exercise faster than...
We are going to exercise for 20 minutes, Oliver. No less than 20 minutes.
Okay. But if we exercise faster, then we can see the movie in 10 minutes.
How are you going to exercise faster?
Like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's go.
What's that?
Well, always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, I really should find a new exercise partner.
Hey, Pauline. So, if you were Cindy, what would you do? You know, this is your friend. It's not that easy to answer.
It is a little difficult. I think I would thank Cindy for caring about our friendship and wanting to help each other. But I'd also say we have different opinions, and I hope she'll respect my opinion that this is cheating.
That sounds like a kind way of responding. I like how you said to thank your friend. It's maybe not the best way to just flat out yell at them or get angry. This is your friend.
Right. I think it's important to understand what good thoughts are there, even if you don't agree with the final idea.
And maybe they can see the movie another time. Homework's more important. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.